My name is Karen Wereka, and I'm going to be interviewing my older sister, Zyra Wereka. Okay, so let's start. Wait. Okay. So Zyra, what were your, like, expectations coming into this interviewing?
I'm a little nervous for the questions. This is the first time that I do this, but I'm excited to help my little sister out.
Okay. Can you tell me a story about the first time you remember being aware of politics?
First time. It was at Texas Women's University in my Texas state government class. So I've always been aware of it, but when you're in a much bigger class versus high school, like, there's a lot of more, like, thoughts and ideas, and sometimes you don't agree with other people, but you have to be open to whatever they have to say to start a discussion. We've always had very good discussions, even though we never agreed in the class. We didn't always agree in the class, but the professor was a really good mediator, really good teacher, so I think that really sparked my interest in politics, and that was my first time where I was, like, exposed to politics.
Okay. Why did you agree to do this interview today?
Well, to help you. And I was excited and I was interested in all the questions that you were going to ask me, and I'm excited to see how the interview will come out.
Okay. We're going to look back on this in 10 years and be like, ah! Okay, tell me a favorite memory of me.
I'm gonna cry. When you were first brought home from the hospital, I think I was like 10 years old.
Oh my god.
It's a 10-year difference, so yes, I'm much older than Gabby is. Or Karen. I don't know what she goes by in school, Gabby or Karen.
You can call me Gabby. No one's going to hear this. Only us and maybe other people in later.
But I was so excited. We thought you were going to be a boy, but then we got a call and it turns out she was a girl. And not that we're disappointed, but we are a family of 5 girls already, so we already had sisters, so we were excited to have our first brother. But in the end, I don't think none of us really, like, remembered it, because we were all excited that you were coming home and we couldn't wait to hold you and grab your cheeks.
Okay, so can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Hey. I wouldn't say most difficult. I would say challenging.
Okay.
Right now, I think with living on my own and sometimes being stressed at my job and having to live kind of far away from Fort Worth, from you guys, I think that's, like, the difficult part, because I don't get to see you guys all the time. I went from seeing you guys every day to now just, like, twice every other week or 3 times every other week. So I think that'd be the challenge. And then keeping up with my own, since I'm an adult now, you know, that's what I'm considered now. I think that's been the most difficult.
Aren't you, like, proud of yourself, though, that you're able, like, to, like, you live on your own, you graduated from college, you have a nice job. Like, aren't you, like, proud of yourself, though, that you're where you're at?
I am, but I don't have time to think about that. I guess I never really stop to think and to be like, oh, I've accomplished all of this. But it's always nice, like, to hear from, like, you guys, from my mom, dad, or you, or our other sisters. So, yeah, sometimes I guess it's important to stop and think and look back and at everything that I've done.
Because you should be proud. You have done a lot. Okay. Next question. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Let's see. Listen to I guess, teenage self, so like high school
me? Yeah, like 16, 17.
Take as much advantage as you can of high school. Your teachers, listen to your teachers, listen to the advice because they know best. They've obviously been through college, so they're preparing you for college. And I think a lot of the times teenagers don't want to listen. They want to do their own thing, and it's okay because you get to make your mistakes and you get to learn from them. But sometimes there's a lot of things that kids should be listening to and should, you know, if you just listen to the advice that grown-ups have to give you, sometimes you'll realize that sometimes it's much easier. And it could get you to, you know, where you want to be, which is the next step, which is college.
Okay. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what is it you miss most about them?
Like, lost as in passed away?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about this, but I guess since you asked... I would say it would be our cousin Jimena. I mean, our grandpa too, but with our grandpa we kind of saw it coming because he was older, you know. Yeah. he died of natural causes, but I think with our cousin it was so unexpected. And I guess what I miss the most would be, like, you know, seeing her like one more time. Like, it's so many things that I miss, like her personality, her like down, like her attitude. Like, I think that's one of the things that we probably all miss the most.
And like you, I feel like you, out of me, Patty, and Lily, and like a lot of our cousins, that especially that we lived over here instead of in Mexico, where I'm talking about my grandpa now, but my grandpa that he passed away, like, I think I maybe cried because everyone else was crying when I was little. I was like 8 years old when he passed away, but like, I didn't really know him. Like, I don't remember him that much. All I remember is literally, I think whenever he lived here, one time he was, like, sitting on the sofa and I was, like, hugging him. And that's, like, literally the one memory I have of him. But I feel like you, like, because you were older, like, what memories do you have of him that you miss the most about him? Like, do you have any?
I would say when we would go out in the neighborhood and we would just walk. We would walk every day, sometimes in the mornings, or if we didn't have time in the mornings, in the afternoons, but we would always go out for a walk. And I think that's what I remember the most. That's the best, like, that's my favorite memory of him.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family, my sisters, especially my education, because without that I don't know where I would be, and my health. Thankfully I've always been a pretty healthy person, and I'm able to do whatever I want, like run, exercise, lift occasionally. So if I didn't have good health, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Okay, so what are your hopes and wishes for me?
That you go off to college, that you continue to be the strong, athletic girl that you are, and that one day your hopes of going to Alabama, even though you're going to leave us for, you're going to be living really far, that you can make it in. I think that you can. You're really smart, and you're pretty further off than what we were whenever we were your age, and you're pretty mature. I remember at 10 years old, you were already thinking about what college you were going to, and I think it's always been Alabama. So that's pretty, I was like, whoa, you're only 10 years old and you're already thinking about college. That's a really good memory that I have about you when you were little.
Yeah, and I think the reason I've, like, always been like that, like, always like, I want to go to this college, or I want to do this when I grow up, like, obviously, like, college, I don't even think it's changed that much. Like, Alabama, or like, if that doesn't end up happening, or I want to stay like in state, like, it'll probably like A&M or UT, or like even like UTA or Texas State or something like that. Like, I kind of like know everything about a lot of colleges. And I think the reason, like, it's always been like that, I feel like I grew up really fast because y'all are a lot older than me. And so y'all were always talking about college and all that stuff. So I, like, kind of knew what it was already. Like, I feel like I know a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know about college. So, yeah.
You're in good shape then.
Yep. Okay. I don't have any more questions that I wrote down, but we have more questions here, and I want to keep asking you questions. Okay. Who has been the biggest influence on your life, and what lessons did you learn?
I think both mom and dad. My mom, because she's hardworking. Well, both of them, actually, because they're both hardworking. If something happens, they taught us to, you know, just get back up and continue going, working hard for whatever you want. And I think that's something we all value, and that's something, a trait that we all five of us have, that our parents have, like, passed down to us, like, the hardworking and the never giving up.
Is there anything that you've never told anyone but you want to tell me?
Like what?
No, you tell us everything, honestly.
You know everything, Gabby.
Yeah, I do. Is there something about me that you always wanted to ask but you've never asked me? Like, something you want to ask me and you've never wanted. You never asked me, but you want to.
Where do you... Oh, no, hold on. Let me see. Do you want to continue playing softball all your life?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like whenever, like, this past summer after freshman year, I, like, actually really, really thought about it. And I feel like I've honestly... Like, I don't speak about it a lot because I don't think y'all are going to be mad or disappointed. You're too busy playing it. I'm too busy playing it and too busy loving it to where I still think I might play it. But, like, I know that I won't.
So you'll continue to play in college, in high school?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of suck just because I know how my coaches are. And I know that they expect us so much out of everyone. And especially out of people who have played for a long time, that they know that they're really good. And to see them, like, just kind of stop playing or not really want to play, it, like, sucks. Because I see it happen a lot. And I know it's going to happen to me. But, like, I feel like after freshman year, I kind of made the decision, but kind of didn't tell anyone. Because, I don't know.
What decision?
That, like, okay, if I really want to do this, I have to work really... If I really wanted to play, because I knew I could.
In college?
Yeah, I knew I could. But that if I really, really wanted to play, I would have to...
You would have to what?
I would have to, train harder, probably ask my parents for more... Like, when it came to playing more, like, more practicing, more batting practice, I knew I would have to miss out on a lot of stuff. And it came down to do I care more about my education or do I care more about softball? And I picked my education because I knew softball's only going to last you so long, mm-hmm. and your career is going to last you forever, basically. So I picked my career just because I want, like, a good career. Like, I want to make money. Like that's what I want to do. Like, I want to have a nice house and nice stuff. Just like my parents, I knew that they didn't have nice stuff whenever they were growing up. And now if you look at them, I would say that they live a pretty nice life.
Mm-hmm.
Still working hard, but they... And I kind of want to be like that instead of... playing college softball and then, like, not maybe not having the best career because you're focused on softball so much. And I don't want to focus on it that much. But I do love the sport. And I will always, 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 always say that it's always going to be, like, part of my youth, but not part of my adulthood.
College life.
Yeah, not
well, part of that. Whatever you decide to do, I'll support you. Just don't quit playing now.
Okay.
My mom would be sad.
My mom. Oh, my mom. She's going to be real sad.
She would miss going to your
game. She would. So what are your best memories with all the sisters together? Like, what do you like most about us and hanging out with us and stuff like that?
I think the best memories are just us being at home. Just, like, catching up, especially because there was a time when two of us were off in college, so we wouldn't really see each other much. But I think now, slowly but surely, everybody's going to start coming back, even though we have two more in college. So that's always hard.
I think the holidays
are the best part. The holidays are the best. Because we get to catch up, and we get to eat a lot, and we get to go out and just do things that we love to do, like running, going to the movies, going out to eat. We love to eat. So I think those are the best memories that I have.
Damn. What are y'all going to do whenever I leave? I mean, Alondra is going to be in her senior year. So basically, Lily, you, Patty.
Would have already been done.
Then and Alondra, even. After,
we're going to miss you all the time.
Y'all are going to be together and I'm going to be gone. In my probably second year of college, I'm going to be away and y'all are going to be together. What are y'all going to do?
Bug you, call you all the time on FaceTime, go visit you.
Y'all are going to be really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question. Are you proud of me?
That's a tough question. Of course, I am proud of you. I think you're like the smartest one out of all of us.
Oh, thank you for admitting that.
It's gonna get to her head, everyone. You've accomplished so much in this, like, and you're so young, so I know that you're gonna go really far in life, and I'm so excited, and you're so mature, and yeah, I know there's no doubt in my mind that you're gonna go off and do really good in school and then have the career that you want, so we'll be even prouder.
Okay, I think we're done.
Yay, my first interview.
Done. Okay, yeah.
What does it sound like?